Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Government commented on economic growth and agriculture set to reach 6.5% in 2026. Opposition parties unite to launch People's Pact Alliance. Mansa Man escaped death after falling into a pit latrine. In foreign news, China warns against foreign interference in wake of Tanzania's contested election. And in sports, Nigeria and Egypt complete AFCON semi-final lineup. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. A renowned political historian and University of Zambia lecturer, Professor Bizet Piri, has emphasized the need for the government to balance peace and democracy with economic stability. Professor Piri notes that despite Zambia's commendable peace, especially during elections, citizens are still struggling with poverty and high living costs. Highlighting that peace alone is not enough, he has cited development as crucial for citizens to reap benefits. He has expressed concern about the rising cost of living, fuel and business expenses, making life unaffordable for many Zambians. He adds that Zambia's democratic stability is a strength, but economic growth and job creation are essential to make peace and democracy meaningful for citizens. Professor Piri therefore has called on government to balance peace and democracy with economic stability.
What is 2025 exhibited is that in terms of the cost of living has been very high, particularly the staple food is available, but it's very expensive for the budget of the people. We've also seen that in 2025, even fossil fuel has been on the higher side, and that has affected the businesses. But where is still, the load shedding has also been a major factor in terms of businesses and the economy, to the extent that particularly those people that are working in industries which were closing down because of load shedding, that has been a major problem. But lately we've seen some improvement in power, so that things are a bit improving.
Now, several opposition parties have come together and launched the People's Pact Alliance. Speaking of the launch, Pact President Fred Membe has called on Zambians to join the movement as it guarantees real change. Dr. Membe has pledged to reopen the democratic space in the country, which he has described as closed. He has also stated that the pact will ensure economic justice by putting Zambian workers and Zambian businesses first and ensuring natural resources benefit Zambians and create jobs through investment in agriculture and industries. And Dr. Membe has stated that the pact will repeal the newly passed constitution amendments of 2025. The pact has also demanded the burial of the remains of former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu.
Today, we launch the People's Pact, the People's Movement, your movement. Not merely a political alliance, but a people's movement. A movement of ordinary Zambians in all their diversities and complexities. A movement of the forgotten. A movement of the hopeful. A movement that says, enough is enough. Movement ireti la tuachula pa, pa fula.
Now, in a similar development, the Socialist Party has called for a fair playing field to allow opposition provide credible checks and balances and mobilize ahead of the 2026 general elections. SP Vice President Faustin Mwale described 2025 as challenging considering limited space for campaigning and arrests of opposition political players. Mr. Mwale lamented on the lack of space with the party facing about 30 unfair campaign applications being turned down by police and silent meetings leading to arrests. He has emphasized the need to authorize opposition parties to accord campaign, sell their message and provide alternative leadership. He feels that the continued arrests of opposition members have made mobilization difficult. He therefore has encouraged the public to rally behind Dr. Fred Membe and the Socialist Party, citing their commendable development ideas.
We have to continue offering alternative leadership, and we hope the people have seen for themselves that this is not the way to go. Change is imminent. All what we need to do is to organize ourselves, get on the ground to provide alternative leadership. So the Socialist Party and its leadership, with Dr. Membe at the core of leadership, is an alternative leadership to the country that we are offering. So we are encouraging all the youth, the women, and the general populace to rally behind the leadership of Dr. Freddy Membe. He is a credible leader, he is a credible leader.
The opposition leadership movement, LM Party, has stated that it is open to joining a political alliance, but only if participating parties agree on a shared manifesto and clear national policies. Speaking to One Love Radio News, LM spokesperson Patson Chalwe says the party has been approached to join alliances, including the Tonse Alliance, but declined due to lack of clear policy direction. Mr. Chalwe emphasized that the party's principles for joining any alliance must be definite and clear, and that simply agreeing to remove the UPND from government is not enough. He has stated that the party believes opposition unity must be built around ideas and development plans, not just political convenience. Mr. Chalwe notes that the recent expulsion of the Patriotic Front, PF, from the Tonse Alliance has not affected the party's political direction, and that the development only confirms the party's earlier concerns about alliances that lack firm policies, policy foundations, stressing that the party remains focused on promoting its own development agenda and is willing to cooperate with any political grouping that supports those priorities.
That was on
the expulsion of PF from the Tonse Alliance is of no consequence to us as leadership movement and our target towards forming of government. We were approached initially favorably that we join Tonse, but the weaknesses that we saw could not allow us to be part of the Tonse. Our underscoring principles for joining an alliance has been made very categorical to everybody. We must agree not only on the idea of kicking UPND out of government. We believe as a party that that is not enough an excuse for us to be part of an alliance. The biggest thing for us is...
Now, still in local news, a 42-year-old man of Chitakwa village in Chief Chimese's area in Mansa district has escaped death after falling into a pit latrine. Mansa Municipal Council Public Relations Officer Joel Kashi has confirmed the incident, which happened on January 10, 2026, and identified the survivor as Paul Kunda, who fell into a gut. Who fell into and got trapped in a pit latrine after the pit structure collapsed. Mr. Paul Kunda fell into a pit latrine measuring approximately 1.5 meters by 1 meter and about 4 meters deep around 1353 hours. The pit structure collapsed, burying him under more than half a ton of burnt bricks and loose soil mixed with toilet contents, placing his life in immediate danger. Mr. Kunda was only rescued by the Mansa Fire Brigade following a distress call by Ms. Ruth Mwape, an eyewitness and resident of Chitakwa village. According to Zanis, upon receiving the distress call,